Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It's Double T. Special guest joining me from the band Triumph. It is Gil Moore. Gil, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good, Terry. How are you?
I am great, and I'm super excited for Triumph's 50th anniversary and the Rock and Roll Machine Reloaded 2026 tour coming to the Rosemont Theater on May 13th. How'd you guys decide, okay, let's go out and do some shows again?
Yeah, you know, I think, Terry, it's a funny kind of circuitous journey how this came together. I mean, I think it starts with the fans just being persistent over all these years, please tour. Then we, we had a documentary made about the band, in 2021, I think it was, came out, called The Rock and Roll Machine. In the film, the directors, they flew in 150 fans from all over the world, and it was a very emotional performance. We played for that private group, and what happened after that was Mike Klink, who's one of the world's greatest producers in rock, and has been a dear friend of ours since producing Triumph, and of course went on to Guns N' Roses fame and all sorts of other great stuff he's done. He said, "I'm going to do a tribute album on you guys," and the tribute album he recruited just like the best of hard rock and musicians you can imagine. And he did that throughout COVID, which was terribly difficult. And then, this is a long story, but this is the truth. And then what happened up here in Canada is all of a sudden the National Hockey League playoffs last year, they jumped on one of our songs, and for some reason or other, it just caught on. It's just literally the commercial became kind of a hit. And with Lay It on the Line was the song that they used. And then they called us and said, "Hey, will you guys get together and come and play at the Stanley Cup Finals?" And, I always wanted to be a hockey player, not a drummer. And I'm like, you know what? That might just get me there. So I called Rick and I said, "Hey, could we put this together?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think so." We called Phil and I figured, okay, if you got Phil and Rick, you got a double barreled shotgun. And then, Phil said, what about Todd? Mike could not make it. So we got Todd Kearns, who's from Slash's band. And then we decided we would use double drummers because I hadn't been rehearsing at that point. There was no time to rehearse. So we basically got this band together. We went out, we played, and the outpouring after that was just, okay, you guys are on stage. You need to do it. And Live Nation just got their big shoulder behind the whole thing, and they'd been after us for years, but this time they knocked the door down with a battering ram.
What is it like now, 50 years later, the three of you guys, just getting together?
Well, we've been good friends for many, many years. So, but it's just not the same when you're not playing music. Getting back on a stage and actually, hitting the drums and hearing the guitars ring out and all that sort of stuff, I mean, that's just a big change. And I think that I realized that, a lot of the things we were hearing from fans about the positivity in some of the lyrics of our songs, the Never Surrender theme, the fight the good fight, the follow your heart, all of that sort of stuff, at a time when the world has got, a lot of stuff that's not so nice going on with wars and some, political strife and so on. I think it's just uplifting those songs. So it kind of felt like, it just seems serendipitous, that it's the 50th anniversary and all of these, planets are aligning, so to speak, or stars are aligning, and we just pulled the trigger.
I'm talking to Gil Moore from Triumph, the 50th anniversary, the Rock and Roll Machine Reloaded 2026 tour, May 13th at Rosemont Theater. And you talked about Phil X from Bon Jovi and Todd Kearns from Slash's band. And you're also bringing Brent Fitz from Slash's band too, right? To make this whole big thing going on. Talk a little bit about how that's going to work out on the road.
I've never played with two drummers, ever before, but we thought, well, this would be a good, but power trio, it's a lot of work. So we could use the extra horsepower on drums. And, Todd and Brent are kind of they're like the twins.
They're always together. Yes.
And it's fantastic guys. So, Rick and I just liked the way the band sounded like that. And we just went, yeah, well, let's go with it. We're hoping we can get Mike out for, as many shows as possible. We're not sure about Mike. He's going to be at select shows, but Rick and I will be on stage playing throughout the entire tour.
You're bringing out April Wine with you, some other Canadians out there. What made you decide to pick those boys to come out?
Well, you know, God rest, Miles, who was a dear friend of mine. So I've always loved Miles's writing. And when they were, it's just a funny story, but when they were working up the artwork and sent me the artwork for the tour, and they said, oh, how do you like it or whatever? And I said, well who's going to be the special guest? Like, put somebody on there. And they said, well, who should we put on? I said, well, put April Wine on there. They'd be great. And it's funny because people then in our management's office and I guess in Live Nation, they looked at it and they went, yeah, this is really great. Put April Wine on there. So it was a fluke. And but we're thrilled to have them. You know, they're a great Canadian band. They got some great songs that I love myself. So I think it's a good package. I think people really like it.
And you know what? Triumph, obviously known for their stage show and the lights and everything. What can the fans expect for this tour?
Well, we're going to ramp that up tremendously. And, you know, for a long time, I had talked about some of the things that I was working on myself with our lighting director. Like, I'm talking like 5 years ago and so, and 4 years ago and 3 years ago and so on. It kind of advanced, I don't want to call them tricks, but I'm going to say the next evolution of the sound and lighting experience for live performance. And so I've always been that kind of guy that was probably should have been a roadie instead of a musician. Yeah. And I just like that stuff. Here at Metalworks, we have a sound and lighting company. So we all these guys that are into the geeky equipment stuff that I can talk to and so on. So yeah, we're basically, to answer your question, pulling out all the stops as far as that goes. And we're hoping that we're going to create something that's a little more immersive than a normal concert, and that really kind of underscores the narrative of our songs. And we're going to try to leave people with a super positive feeling and a big smile on their face. I mean, that's kind of the goal of the tour, is to emphasize, you know, some of the songs that fans, you know, frankly, have reminded us about. And I really feel like they've taken ownership of those themes, you know. So I'm very happy. If they want to hold on to their dreams, then we're going to help them hold on.
Sounds great. Gil, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to Triumph, 50th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Machine Reloaded 2026 tour, hitting May 13th at the Rosemont Theater. That was Gil Moore from Triumph. Gil, thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. I look forward to seeing you there.
It's Rockford Stone for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle.